The decision itself was called the most important action of its kind since the Emancipation Proclamation. 97-year-old Leola Brown Montgomery vividly remembers that day decades ago. She's the widow of Reverend Oliver Brown, lead plaintiff in the historic civil rights case that's named after him. She's also the mother of three girls, including the late Linda Brown, known as the face of the civil rights case. On May 17, 1954, she was at home doing chores.
And I was there doing the family ironing that day. I was just ironing and had the TV on and listening to the news. And at 12:30 p.m. that day, it came in flash. News flash came through, and the decision had been handed down that it was unconstitutional to have separate schools like that. And I said, oh, my God, and tears came to my eyes, and I could not wait for my family to get home. So when they got home and I delivered the messages, oh, we hugged and cried.
And more celebrating went on that night. Montgomery says her husband went to a meeting at Monroe Elementary, a black school in Topeka, now known as the Brown versus Board of Education National Historic Site. Several of the plaintiffs gathered there in 1954.
They rejoiced and were so happy about it, and that the decision handed down and that things were going to be changed that year, which it was. That school year in September, the kids went to the mixed school. And what was so ironic about it, they had no trouble.
Let's see. Okay, now I think I'm going to add a little fingernail polish to the school teacher to get a little color out of things.
With art brush in hand, artist Michael Young squints at the mural, adding tiny details. For more than 40 years, the Kansas City, Kansas native has wanted to create a mural for the state capitol.
Her watch needs something. There's no hands on her watch.
He says this opportunity has been a dream come true. Young was selected as a finalist in 2015. After extensive research and submitting renderings, Young became the top choice to paint the artwork that provides a window into the groundbreaking case.
I think we want something so bad, you just work hard to get it. And I knew that this was a very, very rare opportunity.
Young started painting the mural in November 2017. The nearly 8-by-22-foot mural depicts angry protesters in favor of segregation on the left side.
And on the right-hand side, I have more of the advocates for integration. Jim Crow is dead, segregation is morally wrong, and signs like this, separate is not equal. And also on the right, we have graduates, a good result coming from education in general. And that's what the story is about, education.
The focal point of the mural is an African-American teacher surrounded by a diverse group of students learning about the Brown versus Board case. A young newspaper boy holds up a paper with the 1954 famous headline, School Segregation Banned. Plus, there's a portrait of civil rights attorney Thurgood Marshall. He argued the case before the U.S. Supreme Court with a team of NAACP lawyers. Young says children, as well as adults, can learn from the mural.
I want them to know a little bit about the history, about the ugly, basically the ugly side of America at that time, and how we have overcome that to a great degree. It's not completely, as you know, healed or whatever the right word would be, but I want this to be a really step forward in race relations and this great story.
As a parent raising a black family in Topeka, Montgomery remembers all too well some of the restrictions endured before the landmark case opened the door to change.
You couldn't eat in the restaurants downtown. You'd go and stand and get a hot dog, but they'd give it to you in a sack, and you had to carry it out. So that's the way it was back that time, in those times. And you could work in the restaurants, serving people, but you couldn't eat there. You could not stay in the hotels. You could work there, but you could not stay there overnight.
So once the decision was handed down, that spurred other activity like boycotts and sit-ins.
Yes, things opened up. Yeah, you go to the hotels and you go to the restaurants and sit down and enjoy a meal and all other things that we were not able to do just opened up.
What was that like?
Well, it was wonderful because it's like Gage Park out here. You could go there, but you couldn't swim in the pool. And that opened up.
The 1954 civil rights decision was far-reaching, and the mural is expected to give visitors a chance to reflect on that history that changed the nation. More than 70,000 visitors and 42,000 students visit the Kansas Capitol in Topeka each year. There were three sites where the Brown v. Board mural could be installed. Artist Michael Young says he pushed to have the mural he created hung on the third floor of the State House.
It's in front of the old Supreme Court room, which actually had the hearing in the 1925 KKK case, abolishing that. And so it's really a good spot in that respect.
Montgomery says the artwork will be a good reminder of what took place.
And this mural will kind of give them a glimpse, those who haven't ever known the idea of segregation and everything, and see what was happening at that time.
And she says no one was left out of the victory of the 1954 landmark case.
We fought for the rights of all people, you know, not only just people of our color, but all people, you know, to have the rights to go to school together and be together and act as a nation and realize that people are people and they should be treated as such.
The mural is expected to spark conversation for many years to come. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.